Yes, sir.
Case number 10,760, Dalian Al Hamad, east of Route 1, Coastal Highway, south of Willett Road, being lot S7 within Ocean Village Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Up here first, ma'am.
Okay.
Your name and place of residence, please.
Dalian Al Hamad, 8707 Burdett Road, Bethesda, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Could you explain to the board your request for this?
For variance.
Yes, please.
I wanted to build a deck to the front of the house, and when I started out doing this, it was in around 1997, and I was expanding, I was renovating the house, and it became too pricey, so I put off doing it. At that time, the builder told me he had talked to the zoning, I don't know who, but he's the one that got all the permits for things to do, and that he could do it, wouldn't require any further permit. But because of the cost, I said, well, I'm just going to wait a while to do that. So then I started to do it, and a neighbor came and talked to the fellas that were doing the building and said, you know, you can't just build this deck like this. You have to get a permit. So I went to the county and got a permit to put the deck up and finished the deck, and then it became an additional problem with the community because I hadn't gone through them to submit the plans. So there are two people, my neighbor, can't think of their last name, Rick, and another fellow, Tom Healy, that are with the architectural controls, and I called Tom Healy and asked him about it, and he said if you attend the meeting, the association meeting, we'll try to get together and rectify what you should do because you should have submitted these plans. So I went to the meeting and I sat through the meeting, and then afterwards I asked them what I could do to make things better, and the president just was really upset that I had gone ahead and built this deck and told me, well, there was no point in dealing with him now because I'd already put the deck up. I should just deal with the county and do the right thing. So then I called, I think Melissa, there were some other, I think it was through Melissa Thurbidow or whatever. And she said that I should make sure that I, number one, decrease the height, that I have it close enough to the ground that no one would be hurt if they fell off there. It has a railing and all, but I guess you have a height restriction of 30 inches. So I built up the ground around that and made it 30 inches, and then submitted these things to her, what all had been done. And she said that the only way now at this point would be to apply for a variance because the house, as I've found out since I built it, is like 9 o'clock on a court. So it's over here. And it looks like it's way back, but in reality, I don't have much land up front. So I was built out to the extent to which I could build, and so I really wouldn't be allowed to have any outdoor space from the previous standards, even though, even with the deck, I'm still behind the house here, it goes quite far back, and I mean, it doesn't look unattractive. It's an unusual lot in that it's so far back. I don't know how, if you have drawings there, I don't know what you have in front of you to show where it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a nice shape, though.
Yeah, do you have that?
That's with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got, right?
Yeah,
we got it.
Yeah, we got it.
She just said, do that drawing there.
Okay. Yeah.
Pass it on.
We got it, too.
I mean, how it got this far, I mean, I'm kind of upset with the association, but when the fellow, I mean, I wasn't home. This couple of months when this building was going on, I had a very sick relative. My mother was really sick, and I was out of town. So the fellow building it told me that he was upset. And I said, just get his phone number and let me talk to him, see what he wants me to do. He wouldn't say who he was, and he wouldn't give his phone number. So I wasn't in town. I mean, it was a very awkward situation at the time. So I feel like I'm doing everything backwards now, but I don't know what else to do. You know, I went and tried to talk to him, and he, you know.
Did you obtain the permit, you said, yourself, or did your builder?
I actually, the fellow building it, when I found out that you had to have drawings and submit everything that you had to do, I hired someone to do the drawings and to submit them and to get the permit.
And who was that?
Ed Owens.
Ed Owens, that's right.
I have it all here.
Yeah, Ed Owens.
Ed Owens.
Sorry, it's been a couple of years.
You have an address for him?
I have a phone number.
Okay.
Oh, maybe this is his. It's 12488 Taylor. It just says Taylor. And then Laurel, Delaware, 19956 is his address. And his phone number is 302-249-4398.
Thank you.
And the permit was obtained for a deck under 30 inches.
Under what?
The permit was obtained for a deck under 30 inches.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And then I got a notice that it was not 30 inches, and then I called a landscaper and had him build up the lawn and make it to the specifications of make sure that it was, you know, no taller than 30 inches.
How high is your first floor from the ground, approximately?
Well, the deck is kind of level with the first floor. You just you walk up a few steps and then you walk around and go into the house.
Okay.
So.
So it's first floor is more than 30 inches. Same
not,
level.
It's not very high. No. It isn't. I mean, maybe it was like 3 or 4 inches above that.
Gotcha.
So in parts, it was 30 inches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, but when I found out that that was a requirement, then I went around and made sure that the grounds were built up for about 4 feet from the house so that it would not be higher than 30 inches.
Ma'am, do you have any pictures of that?
I don't. I'm sorry. I can.
Okay. I'll just ask.
Yeah, I looked at it. It is less than 30 inches.
It is less than 30. Okay. You went to the Homeowners Association, and they didn't want to work with you at all?
Not at all. I mean, well, actually, it wasn't. I mean, while he was angry and said I didn't, and I had no argument because I realized then that in fact, I should have submitted plans, etc. And I said I would be glad to do that. But then he said, well, you know, it's done now, so just deal with the county. So that's what I did. Now, a week ago, this is the first time since then, I got a letter from him saying I was in violation with him. And I had no idea that that was, I mean, I thought I was finished with that. So now I have to go back and talk to him again. See what he wants, because before I did go to the meeting and tried to talk to him. And
one thing you might want to understand, whether you know, no matter what this board decides,
mm-hmm.
Whatever you know,
they do
requirements they still have, you know, that's
I still
between
have to
you
do
and
those.
Them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I understand.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. Okay, are there any further questions?
Any statute? I mean, to be honest with you, I went there, and that was in, I think, like October of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first time I've heard from him since then now is this, like,
last week, a
week or so ago.
A week or so ago.
Yeah. I mean, at what point, I mean, I'm going to go and revisit this, but I'm wondering what my, how do I get it to draw to a close?
I don't know on that, man, with them. I really don't. Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? One, two. Okay. Ma'am, you can sit down if you would like up front.
Okay, thank you.
These gentlemen can come up.
Name and address, please.
Tom Healy, 02 Heron Road, Bethany.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen, ladies.
Good evening,
William
sir.
Scott, an attorney from law office of Scott and Schumann. I'm here representing the Ocean Village Community Association. With me is Tom Healy. He's the current architectural review chairman for the association. As Mrs. Al-Hamad said, there are some issues with the community association and whether or not approval has been applied for, but that's not for you all to deal with. What we're here tonight about is the variance request that the Al-Hamads have filed for their front setback. They're requesting a 16-foot variance from the front setback, and I actually did take some pictures if you care to see those. There's just two photos. The rest are just, there's just two photos that we took. Those are fairly recent. It was that morning we had a little bit of snow last week or the week before.
Bless you.
The first photo is from the front.
Sure, absolutely.
First photo is a picture of the property from the front. The second photo is a shot from the side, the left-hand side, just to give you an idea of the depth of the deck. But with how the houses are in there, decently mature foliage in front of most houses, it's difficult to get any other shots that really show you much about the property. The deck, you can see from the photo, the deck goes the full frontage of the home. So the Al-Hamads are requesting a 16-foot variance from the front setback, which is 30-foot. If you look at the survey that was submitted along with the application, which is an older survey and doesn't yet show the deck that's on the front, because the deck goes across the entire front of the property, there's also an issue with the side setback. The existing side setback is about 9.3 feet, and now you've got the deck that's come out 16 foot in front of that, which is going to then protrude into the side setback as well. Ocean Village Community Association does have setback requirements and other restrictions. The setback requirements are the same that they are in the county. So there's 30 foot in the front, there's 10 on the sides, and there's 10 in the rear. Back in May, when the deck was being constructed, a representative from the association did go out to the property and speak with them about the construction that was going on, let them know that they needed to ask for approval, not only from the association, but from the county in order to build the deck. It's our understanding that at that time, once the deck was underway, is when they applied for the building permit, and not in advance of when the construction was done. Since that time, the construction of the deck's been complete. And the Al-Hamads are now in a position of seeking to request a variance from the front setback. We believe they're going to need to request a setback from the side setback on the right-hand side as well. The standards for granting a variance, you all are very familiar with, of course. There's a uniqueness characteristic. which has been addressed in some cases by the applicant. If you look at the Sussex tax map that was filed along with the application, this part of Willett Road is essentially a sort of a modified cul-de-sac. It's not very round, but the reason that the Willetts, that the Alhamaz property is set back further than some of the others is because they're sort of a modified cul-de-sac, as I said. If you come, Willett Road comes down and dead ends. So there's the way these lots were drawn allows a cul-de-sac so that people can turn around inside there. The next standard is that it couldn't otherwise be developed. As you heard, the Alhamads have been out there for a number of years. When the house was initially constructed, it was essentially built right up against the front setback. So it's not going to allow for a deck in the front without a variance from the county. That there's no possibility that it could be otherwise developed or that it's necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The property's been in use for 20-some years at this point. The deck is what's been added as of this past summer. The hardship can't have been created by the applicant. In this case, the Alhamads knew the property that they had, knew that in some cases they had built up right to the front, as shown on their survey, and didn't have any room essentially in the front to add on to their property. The next standard is that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Mr. Healy, who's the current ARC chairman, will testify that there has not been any variances granted over the last several years in Ocean Village, and that the community association isn't aware of any applications that have been filed with the county as well for any front yard setback variances or any side setback variances as are requested or should be requested in the existing case. Is that true, Mr. Healy? You have to step up so you can be here.
Yes.
And the final standard is that it's the minimum variance required to afford relief and the least modification of the regulation in use. Again, representatives from the association went out when the deck was under construction, informed the contractors that they were going to have to not only get association approval, but county approval in order to build the deck. And then essentially the deck construction continued until it was done. No application has been filed with the community association, but more importantly, it's our understanding that the building permit was applied for when the deck was already under construction.
Sir?
Yes, sir. So,
well, they went to them, they didn't stop. They kept right on building.
That's correct.
Association went to them and then they didn't stop at all.
That's correct.
Okay.
The idea being, of course, not that you're here to enforce community association rules, but if they had stopped then and investigated at that point, they would have continued with the deck, and maybe there would have been some ability to sort of figure out what needed to happen next. But instead, the construction finished.
Okay.
And it is in existence now. As I said, the pictures that I passed out for you all were taken about a week ago of the property. And it's a little bit difficult to see, but on the right-hand side, the deck goes across the front of the house as well. Because of the fact that we do not believe the applicant has met her burden to establish the standard for granting a variance, we would request that the board deny the request for the front setback variance.
Okay.
Happy to answer any questions you all might have.
Okay, is there any questions for opposition from any of the members of the board?
Has there been any other decks built in that development?
When you say decks?
Front decks.
Front decks.
Stand up so they can hear.
Has there been any other front decks built?
I've been there 5 years, and I've been on the board for, not the board, but architectural review. Now I'm on the board, and we have not approved any front decks that since I've been there that are on the front of the houses. Everything that's been done in the community has their tear down.
Okay.
Can I say anything?
Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
I called Mrs. Hamad, if you remember, and
you can address us.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I don't do this.
That's all right.
I called Mrs. Hamad when Rick Greenwood, her neighbor, had called me, and he was the chairman at the time, and informed me and asked me, would you call her? And I did, and I explicitly explained, number one, that she needed to file with the homeowner association. We had just recently got our packet that we send out as a community with Every year it comes out, it gives you your parking passes, it gives you the architecture review if you have to submit what to do, and it gives you the form. I did explain to Mrs. Hamad at the time on the phone that it was she needed to fill out that form and submit it to the homeowner association. And I did at that point in time tell her that there was no permit showing, from a building permit showing. So what before the deck was built, she was in full understanding from me that I had told her that you're in violation of Ocean Village Homeowner Association. Then I proceeded to find out by looking at the plat that she's in the setback. And she had, and I told her that in May when we have our meeting, our annual meeting. I think she's referring to Jerry, our president, not me, being mean. But I tried very nicely to explain, you have to go through the process of the Ocean Village Homeowner Association, fill out these forms and submit it. And we really have kind of been in a stalemate to the point now where obviously we have legal counsel. And, you know, they just kept building. And it is a side setback issue also. And I've actually been out there and measured, you know, done my stuff, so.
Right.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to address that because the deck can be 5 feet from the side. The deck can encroach five feet into the setback, so there is no side yard.
If it's under the 30 foot.
No. That doesn't get into it. It can't be second floor. So it is not a violation on the side yard. It can be 5 feet.
And one other thing, are you going to
address that?
It's okay.
I think there were some flower boxes put in that are now even in further violation. I think when Mrs. Alhamad is talking about building up the landscaping, from what I saw is I think there are now boxes that aren't on this picture, but I was there today. They are now even in further violation because they are done with 4x4, and it's now even protruding even further out. I think they did that to get by the 30 inches and are calling it building up landscaping, which to me is more construction that's even further into the setback.
Well, you're allowed ground decking level with the ground. You can put decking across the whole yard.
This is not decking. It's like this high. It's like a.
Is it a board on the ground?
It's.
Well, that would be another issue either way.
I'm sorry.
It would be an additional issue either way.
Okay. Yeah. It's probably. I'm going to say every bit of 30 to 40 inches high, and then it's and like you put plants in there.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I have some questions for the applicant.
Yeah, I was going to have her come back up.
Sure.
Thank you. Ma'am, you want to come back up, please?
Okay,
Ma'am, you're familiar with the standards for granting a variance?
I'm not, okay. I'm sorry.
With your application, it explained the standards for granting a variance. Mm-hmm. And it's by those standards we're held
right.
to be convinced that you meet all five standards.
Right.
You've heard the attorney express his, their position as far as how you do not meet either of the standards. You can meet one or two, but you have to meet all five. In order for us to, you have to convince us that you meet all five standards. So if you say you're not familiar with
this.
And
do you have, I do, I filled one out and actually sent it in.
Okay, well, that's there as a guide. There's five standards, a standard of uniqueness, mm-hmm. a standard that says it can't otherwise be developed, a standard that says it was not created by the applicant, a standard that says it will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and a standard that says it's a minimum variance to afford relief. I personally, so far, am not convinced that you meet either of those standards, but you're welcome to address those.
Okay. First of all, what Tom said, I believe what happened was I called him, and I asked him what I can do, and he said, why don't you come to the meeting?
Okay, and I'm not really concerned about who said what. Okay. I'm concerned about these standards.
Standards, all right. First of all, for the uniqueness, I believe that It is a very unique lot in that it is set really to the posterior of the lot.
It's an odd shaped lot.
It's an odd shaped lot. Exactly. Okay. And if I'm to have any outdoor space at all, it is the only place that I can even put any kind of outdoor space, because if I put that toward the back of the house, I'd be in the neighbor's yard. And I did try, now you have pictures of it, so I did, if you would go and look at the street, I should have brought pictures of the street. Almost everyone has a deck, and it's very similar in that it crosses the front of the house. Another house that...
So you're suggesting saying that it wouldn't...
It's in keeping with the neighborhood.
You're suggesting that it wouldn't alter the essential character in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a neighbor who will send me a letter daily for anything he sees or does, and pulled up and told me he couldn't believe how much it improved my property and that area there. It really made things look nicer.
Got three more.
The Stemplers.
Three more standards.
I have to find that booklet. I had typed something in
that it couldn't, couldn't otherwise be developed, that it wasn't created by you, and that it's a minimum afford relief.
There was a sheet up there that explained. It was
here. If you'd like, ma'am, you can look at mine.
I told you about the uniqueness, the possibility of development, because of the narrowness of the lots and the way they are, there is no other way to develop it. Like I said, if I don't...
Well, as the opposition argues that is it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? You obviously lived there quite some time without the deck.
I did.
And it was already developed.
And it was just monetary, but I really have always wanted a deck. And as the time goes on, most people in the area do have decks. And I'm surprised that Tom's saying maybe it hasn't been in the last couple of years. The last couple of years have been probably financially catastrophic to a lot of people, and the normal amount of building and development may not be going on. But in reality, since I've been there, I can think of four people that put decks. It's a very popular thing to do, outdoor space, to have and it improved the property tremendously.
And those people, do you know if they had to have variances, or did they build within the setback?
I just talked to one or two, and they did not require variances, okay? And you have to see this. Ours still looks like it's far back. It's not pushing or encroaching on the road at all, and it doesn't look any more to the fore of the property than the people that didn't require a variance.
Two more standards.
Effects on the surroundings. It improved the look.
We already talked about that. You said alter the subject. Okay. The other two is that what you're requesting is a minimum to afford relief, and then that it was not created by you, the applicant.
Certainly I had nothing to do with the development, and I think in over the years times change as far as what's considered aesthetically pleasing in the housing. And I think outdoor space is much different now than 40, 50 years ago. This house is a very old house. And
the last one's tough. And
the least modification. Well, if you want to be able to, put a sun chair down or whatever. I felt it was, and it didn't look any different than anyone else's on the street. It certainly wasn't bigger or more challenging than the other people's in the area. I did it to try to keep it in keeping with the area is getting developed and it is upgrading all the time, and I felt that I should do something more than what was there. It was starting to look like it was falling behind.
And as for the standard that it wasn't created by the applicant?
And what do you mean by the standard that wasn't?
There's a standard that says not created by the applicant. The unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty cannot have been created by the applicant.
And As far as, I mean, I don't think I'm creating a standard or any kind of hardship for my neighbors. I think it is improving their property. So I don't feel that I'm creating a hardship for anyone else. I wish that I had understood the rules up front. I certainly didn't proceed building. I don't know where that came from. By the first time I heard that somebody was coming by saying something, the first thing I said was, could you please get the name of who it is? Or what's the problem?
Other than the standards, ma'am, with all due respect, it's irrelevant to us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ma'am, you going to talk to any of your neighbors who's in favor of it?
Yes. I mean, my immediate neighbor thought it looked very nice. The neighbor on the other side of me, he was an elderly gentleman who was sick, so I haven't seen them for the last couple of years. I don't think they're ever there. They may rent it out a little bit, but I hardly see them. So I've never had anybody come and criticize it either and say that it didn't look nice, you know.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to say we did receive a letter from the Homeowners Association in opposition.
Okay. Okay. Are there any further questions? Okay. Then we'll. Chair, we entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,760 under advisement.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,760 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, can they use a voting sign?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Again, your case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9. Okay? Thank you.
Case number.